Now let's continue on and solve the puzzle. Where does the 40 days in Genesis 8:6, where do they fit? Now here we're dealing with what we've seen in some of the other verses we read. Something that is relayed to us before it occurred. Okay? So when I came to this, and the 150th day was right here exactly as it says in the Bible, from the beginning, number the 7 days, number the 40 days, number the 150, and then the second 150, and comes out on the very day that it should. Tells you what? Calculated Hebrew calendar is accurate. And we're going through what was 2,369 and 68 years before Christ. So we're looking at about, what, 4,300 years, 4,369 years, 4,349, because 2020 is right around the corner, right? Okay. So, that proves the accuracy of the Hebrew calendar, regardless of what people say or claim or whatever. Okay. Now, this was the dilemma to me. Where does that 40-day count go? It couldn't go right after the 150 days started going down, 40 days to, you know, from there, because there's still too much water. There's 3 miles of water. Okay? So I'm praying about, where does it go? Where does it go? And it came to me after the 150 days. So I said, all right, let me try that. So here we have Noah's 601st year. So I have noted here Genesis 8:13 and 8:6, same event, opening window and covering. So let's see if that's true. Day one, okay? Genesis 8:6, day 1, begin a 40-day count. All right? So that's the second day of the month, so 40 days. Down here, the month ends with 29 days of the 40. Okay? Go to Iyar, the second month, and we have 30, 37, 38, 39, 40. Okay? After 40 days, so that is the 12th day of Iyar in the second year. Okay. Noah opens the windows and covering, sends out the raven. It came back and the dove returned. Then it says he waited another 7 days. So I counted 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then on the 19th, he sends it out again, and it comes back with an olive leaf in its mouth. Now let's stop and think about the condition of all the trees on the earth. The trees were all covered with water, probably lost all of their leaves and everything. And how long would it take for the leaves to come out after the water reached a certain point? We don't know, but this tells us that the leaves were not coming out when he sent the dove out on the 12th. So all of the trees were probably ready to start budding out their leaves, but they weren't out. So here 7 days later are the leaves. So the dove comes back with a leaf in its mouth, and then he says he waits another 7 days. Okay, let's count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. Okay. After 7 days, he sends the dove out. The dove does not return. That's day 26 of the second month. What's day 27 of the second month? Let's read it. Genesis 8, verses 14 and 15. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the land was fully dry. Fit right to the day. The 40 days and the 7 and 7 didn't fit any place else. Because I tried it. See? So if you try it and it doesn't work, you can't include those in parts of other days of numbering. Okay? And notice this. And God said to Noah, verse 16, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your sons' wives with you, and bring out every living thing that is with you of all flesh, of fowl, of livestock, every crawling thing that crawls upon the earth, so that they may breed abundantly in the earth and may be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Okay? Now then, what had to be ready for all of the animals coming out? Grass, food, fruit, whatever. Okay? So, let's go back and review. Let's come back here to the first day of the first month and just review. Now, this year, 369, was printed out by Ron Carey from our website, Sacred Calendar Calculations. So I said, print me out year 2369. Okay. Now, I did not do that right at first. What I did, I said, find me a leap year of 385 days. So he sent me one that ended with IER, the second year, on the Sabbath. Well, you know God is not going to let him out of the ark on the Sabbath, right? So I said, there has to be a year either Monday or Thursday, rather than the one that you gave me. So then I used that one, and it all came out just fine. It began with a Thursday like we have here in 2369. So then I said, all right, what is 2369? That's the year of the flood in the chronology that we have. Interesting. Interesting comment was made that in the first month of year 2369, Passover is in the middle of the week. Okay? All right. Also, let's come to the second month. Okay? So we have two things that are locked in by what God says, that everything else must fit into that parameter. Right? Okay. Which is, entered into the ark the second day of the second month, 10th day, 2369. So we know it's a 385-day year. So we deduct 39 days from 385. You follow that? Okay. You come nice and one down to IR9, that's 39 days. So you have 346 days. Then at the end of that year, you've got 56 days more. So that's 402 days that they were in the ark. And the year of the flood was 385 days, but it was not precisely within the 385 days. It was from the 10th they went in, but it is described the 17th day of the second month. Right? That's where it begins. It says they went in, and that day, 7 days after they went in, then the rains came and the fountains of the deep broke up. Right? Okay? So then you start counting 40 days. So let's look at it. We didn't miss a day. Okay? We come all the way to the third month. It's day 14 to begin. And day 40 is on the 27th day of Sivan, or the third month. Then it says, Genesis 7:24, waters prevailed 150 days. So, if you include the 40 within the 150, you come up short. So it can't be that. See? So every day has to be accounted for. So then, let's go to the next month, the fourth month. We're continuing counting the 150. Begins with 4 and ends in 32. Fifth month begins with 33 and ends in 62. Sixth month begins with 63 and ends with 91. Seventh month begins with 92 and ends with 121. But Genesis 8:4 says the ark stood still over or near the mountains of Ararat on the 17th day of the seventh month. Bang, right in the middle. Okay? So let's go on. Let's go to the eighth month. Begins with 122 and ends with day one of the count going down. So we have the full 150, and it says, start of 150 days, water's going down. Okay? So we haven't had extra days, and we haven't deleted any, right? Okay? This is why I did it day by day. Number every day. So month 9 begins with day 2, ends with day 31. Okay? And the 10th month, now it says, the 10th month, the top of the mountains were seen. First day of the 10th month, there you go. Okay? But this is why we know that the 40 days cannot take place at the 40th day of the going down of the water. Here's why. First day of the 10th month, tops of the mountains of Ararat seen, water still 3.2 miles deep. So you couldn't send the dove and the raven out then. There was nothing but water. See? And how long did the water stay? A long, long time. See? So I noted day 40, which is the 10th month, 9th day, water still 3 miles deep on the 40th day. So you couldn't have, after 40 days, included in the 150 going down. It has to come after. And that's why it's difficult to figure, because when you read Genesis 8, because it tells us what's going to happen before it happens, it looks like it happens immediately on the 40th day. Okay, but it doesn't. So we come to month 11. It begins with day 61 and ends with day 90. We come to month 12, 8R1. Begins with day 91, ends with day 20. Okay. We come to 8R2, which is the 13th month, the intercalated month. Okay, it begins with 129, now notice carefully, and 121, and ends in 149. Now, what does it tell us? Okay, go to the next month. Nisan 1 of the next year, Genesis 8:13, let's read it. And it came to pass in Noah's 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were drying up from the face of the earth. Okay? Now, in laying out all of these numbers, When I came to day 150, and it was on the first day of the seventh month, I said, that's correct. The 40 days comes after. The only way it could be. Though it's related before. It doesn't work if you put it before. Too much water. So then, what do we have? Nisan, the first month of the second year. On day two, we start the 40-day count. So, no fudging, no leaving out, nor adding to, nor combining. Okay? And Nisan ends with day 29 of a 40-day count. Second month, second year, first day of the second month is day 30, and day 40 comes on the 11th day. Okay? Then, that's when Noah sends out of the ark the raven and the dove. So they go out, they come back. He waits another 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then on the 19th, he sends him out again. And the dove returned with an olive leaf, which tells you that the environment is changing and warming up and the trees are sprouting their leaves. Okay? So then he waits another 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that's day 25 of the second month of the second year. And verse 20, day 26, he sent the dove out, and the dove did not return. Okay? Day 26 of the second month. What is day 27 of the second month? Let's read it. Genesis 8, 14. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the land was fully dry. Okay? So they let them out of the ark. God let them out of the ark on the 27th day. The day after, the dove didn't come back. Okay? And it all ties right in. There's no adjusting for anything but putting it in its right perspective. Okay? So this is where people make a lot of mistakes of it, is that they try and put the 40 days in a place that won't work. But here it fits perfectly, right? Okay. Now, I ask myself, of all the years, of all the calendar debates, of all the things that we've gone through, why did it take so long to do it this way? To actually put it down and take it day by day. See? Now, I've done this before with the Passover, Christ's death, and then the 3 days and three nights in the tomb, and the days he's resurrected. I've got that as a chart. And it lays it out so easy to follow. And the Protestant and Catholic world like to have the crucifixion on a Friday and the resurrection on a Sunday. So it's important to have it listed out clearly, day by day by day by day. So this is one of the first things I did when I was ordained, when we were coming to our first Passover up in Boise. I wanted to find out how all the days fell coming to the Passover, and then how it figured out everything involved. And so I laid it out. I took a sheet of paper and wrote Matthew, sheet of paper and wrote Mark, and sheet of paper and wrote Luke, sheet of paper and wrote John on the top. And I started out trying to figure out where the days would come. We know that it was the first month of the year in which he was crucified, and we know that the Passover was in the middle of the week, right? Okay. Now then, so the question is, why did it take us so long to do something like this, to come up with everything that we have here, laying it out day by day? We could have solved a lot of problems a long time ago if we would have done that. Go through, okay. How did I come to it on a Thursday, you ask? Okay. So when I first started, I asked Ron Carey, send me a leap year with 385 days in it. So he selected a leap year, which was not 2369. I hadn't asked for that yet. Okay. I just wanted to see how everything fell. So he sent me one where then the 27th of Iyar, the second month of the second year, fell on a Sabbath. I went through the whole thing. I went through the whole thing and came down here, 27th of Iyar, Sabbath. I said, that won't work. So I said, I know that the year has to start on a Monday, Thursday, or Sabbath. So the one he sent me was on a Sabbath, and it ended on a Sabbath. Okay? Now let's look at it here. Just IR 27 ends on a Thursday. And this is the second year. The first year begins on a Thursday. Okay? So when I had IR 27 on a Sabbath, I said, no, that won't work, Ron. I said, send me one that starts on a Thursday, because I knew it had to be Monday, Thursday, or Sabbath. So he sent me one, I think it was 2024-25, which starts on a Thursday. So then I went through and did the whole chart again, all the way through. And everything fell and fit without having to make any adjustments at all. Everything fit. So then I said, all right, if this is not 2369, someone's going to say, well, why didn't you go to 2369 and work it out? So I called Ron and said, please send me year 2369 BC and the first 2 months of 2368 BC. And so he pulled it up and he said, it's 385 days. Okay? I did not know that 2369, the actual year of the flood, would come out that way. So I did it all over again the third time. Okay? That worked on this 4 days. Okay, just good comment. Since it starts out the fifth day of the week and ends up on the fifth day of the week, number 5 is the number of grace. You figure it. Okay? Things like that don't happen by coincidence. Now, the very fact that going through and I come to the 40th day, right at the front, and then I start counting 150 at that point, and then I count and I come to a point where it says on the 10th, let's see, where is it? When I came to Genesis 8:5, the first day of the 10th month, the mountains were seen, that is on the chart there. That's day 32 on the downward side, okay? And that fell exactly. Now then, we come to month 11, month 12, okay, month 13, and the last day of month 13, Adar 2, is day 149. Now that's just counting every single day up to that point. Notice, day 150, Genesis 8:13, and it fell perfectly right on that day. I didn't have to do anything, okay? And it came to pass in Noah's 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were drying up from the face of the earth. Okay? And that's the actual translation. It says, were dried in the King James. That adds a lot of confusion. Okay? So I said, all right. Then the 40 days has to go there. Because it didn't fit in the other place. And so that's where we come to the second month. And with everything listed out day by day, every day counted for and assessed properly, we come to the 27th day of the second month and they get out of the ark. All by taking the numbers in succession rather than combining any of them. If you combine the 40 days at the front or the 40 days at the end with the 150, doesn't work. And when you consider how much water there was, 5+ miles deep of water that covered the earth, that's a tremendous thing. See? And just consider how soggy the ground would be if you looked at it and thought it was dry enough because you saw grass growing a little bit, you know, or the trees sprouting a little bit, that you get out there and whew, it's so saturated. Think how deeply the soil was saturated. I mean, if you're under 5 miles of water, and what is the pressure at 5 miles underwater? That just pushing the water. And remember, the fountains of the deep broke up, so you've got the water coming up underneath, and so everything was just soggy and muddy and had to wait until it was dry enough to get out there. Okay, so that tells us, I think I'll just leave it, won't try and add anything more to it, because it's pretty much to grasp the whole, get all of this into your mind and understand it. But I had to go through this 4 times to get it right. And then when I finally got it right, I had to ask for 2369 to make sure that was it. And I got 2369 and did it all over again, and it fit exactly perfectly. So, what does this tell us? This tells us that if you prove all things, rely on the Word of God, don't try and put your own ideas into it, that you'll come up with what is right that God wants you to know. See? And so, I couldn't speak on anything else this week because I was all week going through this, see. And the dilemma was that last 40 days, where does it go? And then I remembered, you start reading about the flood, and part of it is if it's ready to occur right away, and they hadn't even started building the ark. Okay? So that's the way the Bible does sometimes. It tells you what's going to happen before it happens, and you have to fill it in. We're in the right place. And that last 40 days was the tricky account. Now, think of this. Those people who do not know about the Hebrew calculated calendar, which is the one God gave us, and they try to put this together on a Roman calendar, you can't end up in the second month. You can't start in the second month and then end up in the second month. Why? The days don't match. So someone got this booklet and right away sent me an email. Well, it's simple to figure out. You have 150 days. 150 days, that's 300. Okay? 40 and 7 and 7 and 7 is 361 minus 1 day is 360 days in a year. So I said, hey, how can that be? So, and then he said, well, we plagiarized Don Ross. No, we didn't plagiarize Don Ross. I've got it. He sent it to me, and thank you for sending it to me. I went over it. It's similar. But if you're explaining the same thing, will there not be similarities? If you're dealing with numbers that are numbers, will there not be similarities? Of course. But it's how to count it. See? Just same problem occurs with a Friday crucifixion and a Sunday resurrection. How are you going to get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday morning? One brilliant deduction was by a man, well, since it was dark from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, that was the first night. Well, how could he be in the grave when he was still on the cross? See? Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, they had backhoes in to do that. One final note. Now you know why there are dates in the Bible and there are genealogies in the Bible. And for people who don't like genealogies, because they're hard to read, and when I was reading the Bible and Bonnie was there, if I'd make a mistake, she'd raise her hand and shout, "Mistake!" And I'd have to go back and redo it. Okay? Guess what the book of Matthew starts out with? A genealogy. Why? It's a legal document. And that comes after 1st and 2nd Chronicles, which is what? Filled with genealogies. Right? Okay. All right. So we'll end it here and call it a day.